The emergency rule in Pakistan has triggered widespread street protests. The government has been using the army, along with police and paramilitary forces, to quell the demonstrations. Some analysts assert, because of that, the army is too distracted to fight Islamic insurgency in Pakistan's tribal areas. A scholar of Pakistani origin at the Middle East Institute in Washington says, General Musharraf has weakened the army and hurt its morale by using it for his political agenda.
It seems that because the army has been involved so much in civilian affairs, that army has lost some of its professionalism. We witnessed that when the army went in Waziristan, we saw there were 1,000 soldiers were killed. And then in Sawat also, their performance was less than desired.
Farooq Hasnat, he says he believes there is dissension in the army over General Musharraf's crackdown.
There must be certain groups who might not agree with General Musharraf's policy vis-a-vis the clampdown on his own people and the way he came hard on the human rights, the manner in which he violated the human rights of the Pakistani public.
The clampdown includes a ban on all private TV channels, a sector of the economy that was growing fast. Some say that hurts the economy. President Musharraf said he shut down the media because it was feeding extremism and hurting the security of the country. But Caroline Wardams of the liberal-leaning Center for American Progress does not agree.
He's cracking down on the media because the media has actually shown increasing criticism of Musharraf, and they've been telling the real story in Pakistan, and he doesn't want that story to be heard.
Pakistani journalists demonstrate daily. Reporters and editors, along with some experts, saying the crackdown was all part of a plan by General Musharraf's advisors to establish total control over the country. But Walter Anderson, a South Asia expert at the Washington-based School of Advanced International Studies, says it is not going to work.
If you can't have legitimate news, then exaggerated news often takes its place. And that can be dangerous as well to the administration and the government in power.
Anderson says that restoring democracy could work to President Musharraf's own benefit because it would be more stabilizing, a circumstance, he says, Benazir Bhutto and others also want.
They have that in common if they could only cooperate now with each other against what is the common threat. And the common threat, I think, is twofold. Militancy is one and poverty is the other.
General Musharraf has said he wants to hold the elections before January 9th. But the state of emergency will continue indefinitely. But the analysts say elections cannot be free and fair until the emergency is lifted and the judiciary restored. Ravi Khanna, VOA News.